five things women love to hear. Five. Give me five. No, start with five.
You're right.
Okay.
This is the After Party with Big Party and Molly, where we overshare for entertainment and call it healing. Welcome to the After Party.
All right, so we have no dumb questions.
What's the weight? What's the weight of a cloud in the sky? Do fish ever sleep? Do they blink? Do they cry? Oh, why is the sun so hot? But the moon so cool? If I ask too much, does it make me a fool?
No dumb questions, it's all okay.
If it sounds dumb, I'll ask anyway.
Relax, it's fine, it's how I shine.
If it sounds dumb, it's probably mine.
Do ants have names? Do they call each other? Does the wind have a dad? Does the rain have a mother? Why's my toast always landing face down? Why does my dog hate the vacuum sound?
I wonder out loud, I'll never stop. Curiosity's my crown.
Yo, yo!
No dumb questions, it's all okay.
If it sounds dumb, I'll ask anywhere.
Relax, it's fine, it's how I shine.
If it sounds dumb, it's probably mine.
Why do we laugh when it's quiet at night?
Do dreams have colors or just black and white?
Why is the world round, not shaped like a square?
Do stars get lonely way up there?
That's adorable. That is such a happy song.
Are you serious? That's the that's the longest intro.
It is a little long for an intro. I would say that as an intro, fail. Like didn't get the assignment right. But just as like a happy little tune that you can hum to yourself and wonder, like, do ants have names that they call each other? I think they do. I think they do.
Probably.
Yeah, they work. Nuts. They work together. They're so tight knit. Uh-huh. I would think that they have a language. Maybe it's through vibration.
I think so. That's why they have
like their antenna.
Things.
You know what I mean? Where it's like.
I saw the saddest ant, little ant thing. It was like this ant was there and there was a leaf dangling. Mm-hmm. And so another ant crawled on his back to get up there. Uh-huh. And then he got up on the leaf, and then another one immediately crawled on his back and got up there too. He was kind of helping him up.
Yeah.
And then they left because he couldn't get up there. So he just sat there.
He's like, hey guys, a little help. They're like, no, nope. It's kind of nice to see that even in ant land, there's still that kind of like self-serving. I got what I needed from you, and now you're on your own. You're like, we're ants. We're supposed to work together. It's like a beehive. Like, we're all, and they're like, but not today. Today, you're on the ground, and we're on the leaf.
I love ants. All right, so we have an email from Amanda Canold. Amanda Canold. Can't hold these nuts.
Oh, buddy. Oh, no.
Amanda Canold. Mm-hmm. That's a good name. Won't hear from her again.
Yeah, she's like, oh, it's the last email I sent. These guys are jerks.
If you're bald, what color hair gets listed on your driver's license? Gosh dang it, Amanda.
Why what you do gotta you put? Ask?
You got to put, it doesn't give you an option for bald.
It doesn't?
No, I'm looking now. Eyes, yeah, hair. Maybe it does. I haven't had to do with this thing for so long.
What do you have on yours for hair?
Brown. I have eye color hazel.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I have sex for male. Then I have 5'10".
Wow, there's just all sorts of lies. Brown hair and 5'10".
Yeah.
I when?
Think you put whatever your hair was.
You're like, it's not an ID. It's an aspiration. I'm not this person now, but I hope to be before this license expires.
You know, they probably do give a bald a deal, but when you're balding and bald, you don't want to write down bald. So you kind of go with whatever color that you used to have. It's kind of like admitting failure of your hair. Mm. You know what I mean? So I'm sure they do have a thing. I just was like, I'm not going to put bald down there. I shave my head. I shave it. But in reality, the top is, I mean, I had it outgrow out a little bit, and it's just nothing there anymore. I could do a kick-ass comb over if I wanted to.
Please don't.
please don't. So, yeah. That's what you do.
That's interesting. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess.
I never thought of that.
What your hair was. But I mean, there are plenty of people. I think especially now, so many people just take it down. Like if they're balding, like they just go ahead and shave their heads. Like when we were kids, people didn't shave their heads. I mean, no. If Mr. Smith was balding, he was balding. Like you just owned it or did whatever. Maybe you did the toupee. Maybe you did the comb over. Maybe you just said like, this is it. But nobody shaved their heads.
They didn't. They lived with it. Yeah.
Seriously. And like I think if a man had shown up at the house with a shaved head, you'd be like, is he just out of a mental institution? Like, did they?
Yeah, you're right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like it would have been a very scary, off-putting thing. Now, so many people, like, that's just what happens. Like, you're like, I'm going, it's starting to go down. I'm just going to take it down.
Just take it down. I saw a guy that had the Benjamin Franklin. That's the sheet. What do you call that? The
skirted eggshell.
The skirted eggshell.
That's what I call it. The skirted eggshell. Yes.
And I first thing I thought is, why don't you just take it down? Just get rid of it. It's a weird look. It's just an old look. You could probably add years of youth to yourself and maybe pick up some chicks if you just take it completely down. I don't know why you don't. My dad grew. I mean, I grew up with my dad having the skirted eggshell, but he tried to hide it with the old comb over. You know, where he flipped the hair over.
Your stepmother worked so hard to get him to stop doing that.
Yes, yes. And I think when he passed, they asked if they wanted, if he wanted to do that. Apparently he was still able to comb some hair over if he wanted to. My stepmother, it took me years to get him to stop doing that. So no, let's not do that. But yeah, he had an eclectic or whatever you know, style of hair and beard. But yeah, if you have the skirted eggshell, we had just shamed everybody to actually go and get it done. Yeah.
Somebody's like, I love that look.
I love that look.
It's okay. It's what makes the world go round. If everybody did the same thing, I know people that are just balding. Like they haven't shaved their head. They're just balding.
They're in denial.
No, it's just that's the look. I mean, it's strange now. Nobody that there's this look. Like forced culture of if you're balding, not to just be natural about it, that you have to shave your head. I mean, I know plenty of men who are balding and just they still get haircuts and do whatever. It's just there's less hair on their head.
They just don't see the big bald spot on the back.
No, they do. It's just
a
matter of
that. There's no way of being able to see it like we see it, you know. You know what I mean? You'd have to stand in front mirror with it. You'd have to physically try to find it because, you know, you just don't see it in the great magnitude that everyone else does. You know, hey, I'm one. I'm magically shiny. I don't know how my head got shiny. It must be just years of exposure to the
elements. There are just no follicles. I mean, your hair is shiny because hair's not growing there.
Yeah, I hate it. I don't hate it, but
have you thought about growing it out just to see what it would look like?
I did. I tried. Why drives the sweet Wiley nuts? She hates it because it grows into the skirted eggshell. It looked like Benjamin Franklin with the little pubics up top. You know, it doesn't look great. At all. I hate it. That's how I realized I was going completely bald because I'd shaved my head for so long. I shaved it when I had hair. So I wasted years and years of flow.
You never had flow.
And then it went. Oh, I had flow. I had that thin flow. Remember, I had the
mullet.
The Prince Valiant. The Prince Valiant hairdo.
My God took your hair away. You made bad choices.
Okay, God took it away.
And he's just like, this. You know what? I'm taking it away. I'm not even going to give you the option to make these bad decisions. I'm just going to go ahead and clear the table.
All right. Thank you, Amanda can hold these nuts.
We'll have to check if you can do bald on the...
I got to do it this my birthday. I have to get a new driver's license. Oh. So yeah. Yeah. So I just noticed I should stay on top of that. How soon can I get that done? I wonder if I can just get it done now and not even worry about it. We have a couple flights coming up and there's some headlines going soon. We're going to be canceling flights. So all the planes are going to be grounded and we're going to cancel your trips.
Like, why are they canceling flights? I saw that they're running.
They claim they're running out of fuel. Like Australia, for example, I believe they have like 6 weeks left. That's in the country. And then a lot of these airliners and stuff like that, I guess they're just running out of fuel because I mean, they got money.
What you end up finding out is how many tankers. So normally in a normal day, there are hundreds of tankers that go through the Strait of Hormuz.
Yeah, there is.
Just the other day, there were six. And in the case of like Australia and China, that's where they get Iran is who they get their crude oil from. So without anything coming out, they literally don't have, like, at least with here in the United States, we've got our own crude oil supply. Like, we can go for a while. But for these other countries that are dependent on, that's it.
Yep.
I mean, Cuba's been having to do that. We put an embargo on, they mostly got their oil from Venezuela. So when the embargo happened, like, that's the other thing. Like, people are like cars don't run in Cuba.
When we took, you mean the embargo, when we took all those ships.
What are you talking about?
I love that one.
We're just going to keep it. Yeah. Like, well, what? You're like, nope, finders keepers. You're like, that's not how stuff works. This isn't a playground where we're like four.
The latest is that the experts are saying that Iran has about 3 months of reserves. So he'll have to close that down for 3 months to choke him if he wants to do that. So I don't know what's going on with that. Yeah. All right. No dumb questions. One more. Someone wants to, who's this? Randy? Randy wants to know. Here it is right here. Jake wants to know 5 things women love to hear. Five. Give me 5. No, start with 5.
You're right.
Okay.
I should have listened to you.
Okay. That's 4. Is that the 4th one? I should have listened
to you.
Okay.
Second.
That's a second. Okay.
You're right. I should have listened to you. Whatever you want for dinner.
Okay.
And then, like he said, 4 or 5.
Five of them.
Five. You know, some people would say like you're beautiful. Like, I don't want to hear any of the beautiful stuff. Like, I want to hear stuff that's like, yes, you can get that.
One more and then we're wrapping it.
Book that trip.
Okay. Book that trip. All right. There's 5. All right. By the way, you can leave your no dumb questions at bpscrasher@gmail.com. And you can also text us. It's 402-915-0962. Almost gave Sweet Wylene's number out.
She's like, thanks. I really appreciate that. Uh-huh. And now that you've said that, like, that was the thing. Like, you could have just said and been like, that's not the number. Yeah. Now they know. They're like,
I remember one time we were doing a giveaway on the radio and I accidentally threw my number out.
Yes. Right?
And that's when I didn't care because people respect, you know, they're not going to be like, hey, I got your number. But how many calls I got, and I looked down at my phone and I'm like, what is happening? Is something wrong? And I realized quickly, oh my God, I gave my cell phone
out. All these people are like, no, I want Justin Bieber tickets. You're like, please stop calling me. I know I'm a big deal. They're like, care who you are.
Yeah.
I want to see Justin Bieber.
I just want tickets. All right, here we go. This is from Lisa in Papillion. All right, this is to you, Molly. If a magic rock could grant you one wish, what would you wish for? What would you wish for?
That's heavy. That's a big one.
Yeah.
You just
get one wish, and you've got to answer in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2.
To feel creatively satisfied.
I don't know.
That's terrible. I guess that, well, you got to keep in mind that, like, I'm in this headspace right now. Like, I mean, the thing is that you could say, like, I want to be a gajillionaire. And then the universe, I mean, we've all seen, like, Final Destination where they're like, fine, you're a gajillionaire because your husband died and you got the life insurance. You're like, no. I mean, yeah. I've seen enough horror movies to know that you've got to be really careful about what you ask for, because people are like, oh, you want that. Okay, uh-huh. You can have that at the
then all of we a took your legs. Dong.
You're like, I want the coolest car ever. You're like, that's fine. You will have the coolest car ever, but you won't be able to drive it because we took your legs.
Maybe we should reframe that question. If a magic rock could grant you one wish and you'd lose a body part, what would it be?
Oh, yeah.
One wish. Sadly
enough,
what
would you do? What would you
wish for? Money. I mean, no doubt. I mean, sure, at a young age, I'd wish for youth. I guess I'm an old guy. I should be wishing for youth.
I know. I was going to say, what do you mean as a young man, I'd be wishing for youth? Why? You're like, you already have it. You're young. You know what I want?
That's a hard
youth.
One.
They're like, congratulations. This is like the easiest, stupidest answer I've heard to this question.
Oh my God. I don't know what I would wish for. I mean, I feel like I have everything. I wouldn't wish for like great amounts of fame. It's funny because when you get these questions like this and you get to a certain age, you've already witnessed a lot of stuff growing up. Like these celebrities, they're always like, I don't have a life. You never see them out shopping. Yep. It's mm-hmm. just miserable. A yacht would be, a yacht with a bunch of yacht people would be great.
If it was a yacht like that was like completely paid for.
Uh-huh. With an island. Like,
right.
That storms.
That
don't
was
come.
All paid for.
Yeah.
Because that and would be the thing. They're like, here's your yacht. And by the way, you've got to pay for all the gas. You've got to pay for the licensing. You've got to pay for the dock fees. You've got to pay like all inclusive yacht ownership.
Oh,
like,
that would be a great. And the islands,
I mean?
Included. The islands included. You know, a friend of mine, Richard Branson.
Richard Branson's a friend of yours?
No. I have a friend of mine, Jamie, I went to high school with. Somehow, I've been following along, he's on his island.
Really?
Yeah, it's like you can go to this island and get a room. I mean, it's like this crazy island. So I guess Richard Branson is this nice enough dude. I haven't talked to Jamie yet, but I don't know how this is happening. But he's shooting videos with him, and they're talking as if they've never... he just met him, but anyway, he's taking him to his house to go see his kangaroos that are just running freely in his backyard at his tennis court. And he's just like, it seems like the most nicest down to earth guy.
Really?
So he created this island. I couldn't tell you what it is, but he lives there. And apparently there's other things. It's the most beautiful waters and everything. I mean, it's amazing. I started looking it up, but then I didn't want to start looking up
get
prices.
Get island jealous.
Yes. Yes.
Start having island envy.
Yeah. An island like that would be great. Just a place where there's no storms and a yacht. That's at
I mean, it'd
this
be nice
age.
To have.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I guess now that I think about it, Magic Rock, I would love to have a completely paid for, taken care of, again, all expenses included, beach house.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. You have an island in mind, or
pardon?
Do you have an island in mind? I don't want it to be your. Typical...
I wouldn't want an island. Like I would love like a really nice one, like on Lake Michigan or up in Maine or Rhode Island or something, like something on the ocean, like that kind of like. I'm not looking for necessarily an island. I mean, an island would be nice, but
okay.
I like the seasons. Like there is something nice about being in a cozied up in a beach house when it's like snowing outside.
Ew. I don't like that wish.
Well, no, but then you can do like ice skating and
I don't do any of that.
You're like, no, I just want it to be warm. Sorry, your wish is stupid.
Yes, I want a comfortable atmosphere. But if there was a second wish, I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, endless money would be great, and stuff like that. Everything else, I feel like I have. Right?
Isn't it funny to think of like wishing for money?
Uh huh. It is, because it's
a funny thing to wish for.
I know.
I mean, it makes sense. I think everyone, their knee-jerk reaction is like money.
Yeah, just money. But it's not like I need, you know, I'm dying or I just don't want to worry about or think about it. You know, I just want everything to be paid for like it is now. Right. Never mind.
I mean, it would be nice to be like, I never have to worry about
money. Uh-huh. Yeah. That's for sure. All right, we're going to move on.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. Seriously, I could go down the rabbit hole of like a million wishes. Keep going. Okay. Keep going.
All right. this is from Lindsay. Would you eat one spoonful? I guess all these questions for you today. Would you eat one spoonful of mayo for $10,000? Yes. Let's stick that up. How big of a spoonful? I could eat it. I can get a jar right now.
Mayo.
Oh, I love it. Love it. I don't get enough.
Am I allowed to like
gag?
Yeah.
You can't swallow it down. It says you have to just put it around in your mouth and then stick it in your tongue, stick your tongue out, open my mouth and make sure you're all like mayo man.
Like I honestly, I'm nauseous just thinking about that.
$10,000.
I know.
And it's got to be a giant spoon, one of those big serving spoons.
I know. I know it's not going to be some like little sweet bite. Like it'll be like you're really earning that $10,000.
I'd eat anything.
I think my husband would kill me if I was like, you know what? Yeah. I turned it down. Yeah. He'd be like, you're
psycho.
I thought the tarot thing was stupid, but this is probably the dumbest thing you've ever done.
Yeah. Wow. One whole tablespoon.
Yes, Lindsay.
I think I could probably.
My stomach can be bought. $10,000. Yeah.
Would you do it for $1,000 though? I would do it too for $1,000. That's just it.
Probably.
You know.
If somebody was even like $500.
Yes, I would do it for $5. I would probably do it for $100. I would do it anyway.
You like mayonnaise though.
Yes, I do.
So this doesn't count. Like you do this, you eat this for free all the time. Now you're just making money on something you already, like it'd be like somebody being like, do you want to make $1,000? You've got to eat this spoonful of salsa, Molly. I'd be like, okay.
Feed me.
I was having salsa later today anyway.
What if this, you have to eat a serving spoon of mayo for $100?
No.
You wouldn't do it for $100?
No.
But you would do it for $500? Would you do it for $250?
Yes.
All right. How about $250 in loose coins?
Whatever. I mean, it all spends the same.
You got to take it in and then you have to take it in one of those coin machines at the grocery store.
That would just be annoying because it'd be really heavy. And having done that, I've done that. I've taken in cash before where they're like, this is $300. You're like, it is?
Oh, you got me thinking now. Everybody's got loose change. I have a jar of loose change and there'll be pennies and stuff in there as well. Should I be taking that in before we stop using pennies altogether?
Oh, good question.
I saw the nickels next is what I heard, but that's not going to happen. So yeah, maybe that needs to go in. See what no dumb question does. It gives us thought.
Well, anybody listening.
Yeah. Still.
EPScrasher@gmail.com. What do we do about these pennies?
Yeah. I don't even know.
Can you trade them in? I would assume they all have to go back to the mint. They wouldn't want you throwing them away. I mean, they're a mineral. You know what I mean? Like they'd want to like recoup them and melt them down or do whatever it is that they do with them.
Imagine how many germs are on one penny. Just one penny, a whole lot of germs. Have you ever put one in your mouth?
Uh-huh.
Gross.
To taste the copper?
Isn't it
as a kid?
Weird? Yeah.
And didn't that's you ever want to?
Yeah, I've done it before, but now that I'm thinking about the germs, I can't even imagine how many.
Well, you wash it off first.
No, you don't. You just. You wash? No, you didn't. As a kid, you're like, I'm going to wash this penny. No, you just put it right in your mouth like everyone else.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I'm saying now, if I were to do it, I would wash it off first.
Yes, I think I would.
For $100, I would absolutely put a penny in my mouth. $100. For $100.
All right. So we're going to wrap this thing. And then Wednesday, you know, we got to give you a keyword. Do I have a keyword available? No. Molly, do you have one? Can you think of one real quick? This is
mayo.
The name gets. Mayo.
M-A-Y-O. Mayo.
Okay. And then don't forget Rebecca Rosen at bigpartyshow.com. That keyword, by the way, you know what to do. You should know what to do. You're going to bigpartyshow.com on the contest page. Then you're going to check out merch. I feel the need to open up another merch drop that says Team Molly. And Team Party.
That's funny.
Or just Team Big Party Show.
Can I wear a Team Molly t-shirt as Molly?
Yes.
I'm on my own team.
You're on your own
team. They're like, who's Team Molly? I'm like, me.
Yes, that's like your coach. You're the coach. All right, we're going to get out of here. We will see you guys tomorrow. Have a safe day and do yourself good.